God will make us become the bride of Christ.
Yeah, he will make us become the bride of Christ if we surrender our life to him. But you will not be the bride of Christ if you have not given up your old life so that Christ can live his life in you. You will never be the bride of Christ if you don't surrender your own life and stop living your own life. Okay, then what?
The true relationship of husband and wife is that in which the wife is the equal of the husband if she keeps herself in the place where the Heavenly Father has placed her.
Right. The woman is not to go out to work. Then she's not going to be the bride of Christ, or is she the equal of her husband? The Bible says that the woman is to stay home and to take care of her kids and to take care of her husband. Now, if it's in the work of the Lord, where you're both in the ministry, then it's permissible to work in the office for the woman, or work with her husband in the church. If the husband is working as a night watchman or something, it's all right for the wife to work in the office and things like that, because you're no longer totally, you're totally under the Spirit of the Lord, and wherever the Lord wants you to work, that's where you work. Okay, then what?
And with our relationship with the Holy Spirit, we must learn to yield to the slightest suggestion, to the, quote, still small voice.
Now, I put suggestion in because usually my speech is so harsh where I say the slightest command of the Lord, but this time I put the slightest suggestion. Now, if you want to make it sound like it's the slightest suggestion of the Holy Spirit, that small, still voice of God, well, then you can take it that way if you like. But it's actually when the Lord is impelling you to do something, he means for you to do. He's not suggesting, well, I suggest that you do this. What do you think? He doesn't ever do that. If he's telling you to do something, you're supposed to do it so that you'll have a safe life and a happy life and live longer. Because if you disobey what the Lord is telling you to do, he might be telling you to stay in, and you'll go out, and you're like, you could get killed. The Lord said that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. This message is a message of knowledge of the Spirit. And the only reason I said the suggestions of the Holy Spirit is because he's leading people to safety all the time, to a longer life, to safety and a more prosperous life and a longer life. But if people don't listen to that still small voice, they're listening to the hundreds of other voices that are talking to them every day, then they are in no wise safe, because Satan will know that you're not listening to the Lord, and he will set up a circumstance for you, and the Lord will be trying to urge you to do what he says. He's not. And in another life, the Lord does make suggestions. And people, if you value the counsel of the Lord, you'll do what the Lord suggests. Because if you don't, he's not going to club you over the head. He'll let you walk right into a death trap if you don't listen to him. And that's why people need to begin listening to that still small voice of the Lord. Okay, then go ahead.
This is a precious lesson to learn during our whole life, to have our ears more and more open to that still small voice of our God. At first, for those Christians who are not accustomed to the still small voice, there is trouble because the voice of bad example, of teaching that is not according to the Holy Spirit.
Their ears that are open to any false doctrine. I can sit watching a television program that is a gospel TV program, and I'll be mentioning, this is false doctrine, that is false doctrine, this is false doctrine, that is false doctrine. This man is saying false doctrine. That's what he's saying is correct. This is false doctrine, that is false doctrine, and so on. Among different people that are in the room, and someone will just say, oh my God, you know, they have that look on their face. And we can read the faces of people. I can read their eyes. And I can tell people that are really seasoned in the Lord by reading their eyes or looking into their eyes and see that they know. Or, yeah, they say, yes, that's true, this is true, that's true. But some people that have thought themselves to have arrived because they get to stay in the church or they get to stay in the house, that they've arrived and they'll roll their eyes, oh, he just thinks everything is wrong. Well, there's a man in the Bible that is called Antipas, my faithful servant that was slain between the porch and the altar. Antipas is favorite of the Lord's faithful servant. Antipas means he is against everything in this world. And I see people just wanting to cling to things that their mother taught them or their father taught them. One of our cooks thought that it was wonderful or good to use old milk and unfresh things. I'm saying this for the sake of the whole congregation. I'm not going to mention the person's name, but everyone brings their worldly learned things into this church when you're supposed to leave your worldly teachings and listen to the still small voice of the Lord and to common sense that God gives you to know that you don't use spoiled meat. Aged meat is nothing more than decaying beef. I cannot stand it. The Lord commands us to slaughter and eat it the same day and throw everything else away tomorrow. The Lord tells you for your own good to don't eat aged beef. Don't eat pork. I mean, you can eat it, the Lord says, if you want to eat abominations like duck and geese and all these things, if you pray over it and ask the Lord to bless it. But there's very few people that I know that are strong enough in the Lord to pray for the Lord to cleanse whatever they're eating. And I really don't see that many people praying over their food. And if they do, I don't know what they're saying. And the food today is filled with poisons, all kinds of poisons, sprays on fruit and vegetables, and contaminations in beef. And then on top of that, I mean, with all the preservatives they put in beef and all these animals that they're eating and the disease that they have and the medicine and the steroids and all the other different things that they put in beef today, and people are eating it and they're not asked, it's poison. And they even, I've been told by a person that did a study under Kennedy about tobacco, they said that they're drenching tobacco in cyanide gas, the same gas that they slaughtered the Jews with, and that they're putting radioactive materials in cigarette, in tobacco smoke, because that the government, who everybody just loves and goes and the different people that have infiltrated into our government have contaminated and allowed the contamination of food and air and everything. And they plan, the infiltrators, the subversive ones in our government, have planned to destroy America, because these people, a lot of them are from different countries, and they don't like us in the first place. And so they're contaminating the food. They put up nuclear waste, nuclear plants all over the place, because the terrorists now can bomb those things and it'll spread nuclear waste all over the country. And so now they're saying that they're putting, to even put more fear in people, fear of the beast, they're saying that we have to have extra guards on these nuclear plants, because if they blow them up, and they're all over the place, they're all over, you see them all over here in the country, then everybody's going to be radioactive and catch cancer and all other sorts of disease. When they were testing the atomic bomb out in Arizona, Susie, who co-pastored this church with me years ago, used to be in the motion picture industry. She was an actress. And she was out there in Yuma doing a film with a bunch of actors and actresses. And several other groups of people went out there, and every one of them caught cancer and died of cancer, including Susie. Betty Grable. One right after the other caught cancer and died from the atomic bomb test that they had out there. Now, these are the same nuclear energy plants. And when I told them that I have a there's a man, a chief petty officer of the Navy, that came up with perpetual motion energy that was free of all contaminants, just from the ocean waves, generating energy just like a dam does. They wanted to kill me when I told them about that. I was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting in Los Angeles. They don't want any clean air in the United States. They know of all sorts of different inventions that are like perpetual motion, like the waves of the ocean can generate enough energy to light up all the whole city of Los Angeles and take care of the factories there, where there would be no more smog. And there are also many people that came up with automobiles that run not on gas or oil or anything like that, just on batteries, and they won't allow it. Anyone coming up with these things, they will kill. Because Mr. Bush has got oil over in Iran and Iraq, and he wants the United States to buy that oil. They're money hungry. And they want everybody to die before they're 65 years old so that they don't have to pay old age pensions, Social Security, and other benefits to the aged. People that stay away from this sort of life that they're making people live, and people that pray over their food that are Christians, can live to 120 years old easily. But the things that they're putting in food and tobacco and soft drinks and everything else is totally geared to make you die before you're 65 years old. And when the Lord says that he's deceived the whole world, the devil, you should believe what he says. Because those that put faith in these politicians that have lied their way into high places of spiritual wickedness and darkness, those people, if you believe them, you'll be in the same place where they're at eternally. And that's the lake of fire, pit of hell and the lake of fire. Okay, so can I read that last statement again?
At first, for those Christians who are not accustomed to the still small voice, there is trouble because the voice of bad example of teaching that
the different teachings that are not according to the word of the Lord that you see in the world today. Everything that is taught in the world is false. Right now they've declared war on Afghanistan, and we just bombed, the United States just bombed them terribly last night. There's no telling how many thousands of innocent people were killed in Afghanistan. And they say they're going to do it every day until they find that one man. And I say that it was people in our government. There's some people that are good in the government, but there are some that have infiltrated, that live their lives according to Roman canon law, and that is Catholicism, where the Lord said that all the trouble is coming. It's not coming from Russia. Catholic Church made it look like it's from Russia by their news media. It's not China, because the news media did what the Pope told them to do and say, we have trouble from China. It wasn't Germany. The Pope gave Germany all kinds of money to become big and then brainwash them into fighting everybody in the world so that they'd have an excuse to come up with a United Nations so that all the nations will have to do what the Pope says. Otherwise, we'll go over and bomb the tar out of them just like we're doing in Afghanistan. Well, they're doing that because Afghanistan doesn't want to join the United Nations. And so they went and had some planes bash into the Trade Center over here and blame it on them. So they always had a scapegoat, just like they blamed Lee Harvey Oswald for killing President Kennedy, but he didn't kill him at all. And so they killed him before he could testify and prove it in court. That Ruby went and killed him. Then a whole team of people, Mayor Yorty of Los Angeles, and Walter Winchell, who was the number one newscaster in that day, and several other prominent people in Los Angeles came to me and told me that Bobby Kennedy, President Kennedy's brother, was also assassinated by the Secret Service men, not by Sirhan Sirhan. Sirhan Sirhan had a .22 caliber pistol, and all of his slugs were found in the walls and in the ceiling, but there were 38 bullets that were put from behind Kennedy. Sirhan was in front of Kennedy, and they pumped 38 bullets into the back of his ear. Our United States Secret Service people did that. And the Secret Service are the ones that I was told by a person from the Vatican that killed J.F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy. So Sirhan Sirhan is still in jail. Well, he should be there because he wanted to kill the president, but not one of his bullets hit. All these people, including Roosevelt Greer, who is a very famous football player from the Los Angeles Rams, was the bodyguard. And I prayed Roosevelt Greer. I preached the gospel to him, prayed through, the same with Mickey Rooney and other prominent people. But they, he was the one that tackled Sirhan Sirhan and took the gun away from him. And so we're surrounded by people that you think are your friends and are your protectors, but they're the very ones that are killing presidents and have killed 250-some-odd people that were involved with the conspiracy. It was a big conspiracy. Now there's a big conspiracy to make the world a one-world government so that the devil, who's heading the one-world government, can make a place for himself in Jerusalem, and he just got through saying that he did already in Israel, in Jerusalem, so that he can sit down there and say that he's God, and then tell these government agents that have now infiltrated into our government, put the mark of beast on everybody. And when people have the mark, it'll be like a microchip in your hand, your right hand, or your forehead, to where you won't even be able to get into a store if you don't put your hand out or your forehead towards this little wand that they have out there. And you'll pay your bills that way, with putting your hand over this wand that extracts the money out of your bank and gives you your new total. All right, so the government is the Bible says, God calls it the beast, so I don't think he likes it very well. And the only way that people can survive the beast is to stay into the Lord. If you keep living your own life, then the measure of your own life that you are living is subtracted from the life of Christ that's supposed to be in you. You have to measure up to the, let the Lord measure up to his life in you so that your body can be seen doing the things that the Lord says that he wants you to do in the Bible. But if you're doing something else, people cannot see the Lord in you. And if you try to act stupid or like an old cow or something like that, nobody's going to believe anything you say, and you're going to hell for just wanting to act the way your stupid parents do or the way that you've decided to act. You can either be on the ball, you can be in the Spirit of the Lord. You have to choose to do so, and you can let his life reign in you. You're supposed to be like a sacrifice, a living sacrifice that sacrifices your life on the altar of the Almighty God. Or you can just continue living, you know, your own sloppy, stupid, damaging life that has nothing to do with the Lord whatsoever. And if the breath goes out of your body, one of these nuclear plants gets hit, and everybody in the general area gets killed, your life is going to go out before the Lord, and you will be lost. You'll go to hell right immediately. Now they're saying on television, we have no protection anymore. They say, and this guy that's in Afghanistan, the one that they're trying to catch, says, I swear before Almighty God that there will never be one day of peace, 1 hour of peace again in the United States of America. I swear before Almighty God, there's going to be such terrorism in the United States that no one is going to escape. And so people just want to live, you know, like a bunch of stinking stupid cows. You're going to die. Mark my words, mark the words of the Lord. Because these people, the world government, is causing America. They want everybody to hate America because America was the strongest nation in the world. Everybody was jealous of it. And the Pope doesn't want there to be just one nation. that is the strongest, because we could go over and annihilate anybody. But they want everyone to think that we need the United Nations to do that. So they're embarrassing the United States by putting in stupid and degenerate presidents. Anyone that would be a president would be the stupidest person on the face of this earth today, because they're nothing more than puppets doing what the Pope tells them to do. Thus saith the Lord. I mean, I'm not making this up. It's right in the Bible. And I've known these things for years, and I've preached it, and I've told it in my tracts, and people haven't believed it. And I said eventually all peace is going to be taken off the earth. Nobody's in peace anymore. They're happy that everyone is afraid, except the people that really have completely surrendered their lives over to the Lord, because they're not worried about death. And so if they don't get you one way with the contaminated food and the water, they're also guarding all the water supplies everywhere, because they figure this guy in Afghanistan is his people that he's got infiltrated into the government here, and they are backed by some of the evil people that hate this government that are in government agencies now. That guy didn't do that. He didn't do that by himself. He had help here in the United States from the United States government. Not from the real United States government, but people that have infiltrated into it that hate America and hate Americans. And they want to kill you. And they don't care if I put out words on it too, because my words will help scare the people of the United States to where they stay in the house. The total economy is shot now. Most all businesses are gone down the tube, because nobody wants to go out of their house to go shopping anymore. Because they're especially in New York and Los Angeles, and they don't want to go to rock and roll concerts because they're afraid, because there's maybe 250,000 people there, that everyone's going to get blown up, that they'll come with a whole plane full of this jet fuel and then land in there and kill 250,000 people at one time. Or that they'll bomb one of these nuclear plants, or all, maybe 7 or 8 of them at the same time, and they know that everybody will die. And they're afraid that they're going to poison the water. And, you know, people are very fearful. People that don't have the Lord, and people that don't have any sense, are scared to death. People that don't have the Lord in them, both living and working in them. I'm not afraid to die, and I'm not afraid to face the Lord. Some people say they're not afraid to die. They're only afraid of the consequences. They're not quite sure that they're right with the Lord yet. Some people have contaminated our books in Fort Smith and in New York. They don't keep the books, so they think they're smart. But it's so easy to just put your daily work in the book. You take the deposit slip and put it in the book, what you deposited, and add it to whatever the balance was. Then when you write checks, just subtract it from the balance. I could do that in the second grade. I never went to the first grade because I skipped it. It's a simple thing to do, but they're too lazy to do it. They're living their own life. Their minds are on something else. And that's why they're always so worn out, because the Lord doesn't give them the energy. Not only does he not give them the daily bread, but inclusive in daily bread means give us the energy to be able to do the work that you called us to do. And what that still small voice is telling us to do daily from sunrise to sunset. People that just say, I'm just too worn out. They're not praying to the Lord to give them their daily bread, as I said, which includes the strength needed to continue victoriously doing the things that the Lord wants them to do. Now, there are some people that are being worn out that are of the Lord, such as myself, and I know I'm of the Lord, because there's so many people that are not doing the will of the Lord that I have to go after them all the time and chase them. The Bible says that these devils would wear out the saints in the last days. And I still it doesn't make any difference what the Lord puts on me. I know that he's going to give me enough strength and added strength for still remaining in his spirit and for allowing him to continue to do his work in me no matter how exhausted I get. But woe unto the people that are causing this exhaustion, because I receive more exhaustion from the people that are living in the facilities of this church than I do from outsiders. That's where all my problems come from, is the people that are not walking in the Spirit, that the Lord is not walking in this church. Okay? Okay, what else?
At first, for those Christians who are not accustomed to the still small voice, there is trouble because of the voice of bad example, of teaching that is not according to the Holy Spirit, and other voices that are filling the understanding and the soul, the mind of the soul.
These are voices from the devil. Then what else?
They must learn to be deaf to all other voices.
And then the still small voice of the Lord. Then what else?
And to listen only to that still small voice. It is a holy thing to learn to distinguish that voice. And you will distinguish it as your soul, your imagination, your wishes are on the side of God.
Yeah, like if you imagine winning millions of souls and you just keep doing the Lord's will, the things you imagine and the things that you dream of and desire will come to pass. Because he'll give you the desires or the imaginations that you are desiring of your heart. Doesn't the Bible say that?
Yes.
If you imagine you're a devil, then you are one. If you imagine that it's wrong to do the work of the Lord, but it's better to play games than watch silly, stupid TV programs, things that have no truth in them at all, well then, you know, that's where you're going to be. All right, then what?
Trusting in the goodness, kindness, tenderness, delicacy of our good shepherd, we shall learn to listen.
Yeah, just trust him that he is talking to you. But are you listening? When he's talking to you, you're hearing all kinds of other voices. And you listen to those and don't try to distinguish the voice, that still small voice of the Lord. Well, you're in trouble. You have to try. Okay, then what?
Listening to other voices, we shall surely go wrong.
You'll get killed. Believe me, you will, because you have to be led by the Lord. If you're led by other voices, you'll fall in the ditch. Because these are blind voices that mean for you to be blind too. And the blind and the leaders and those that follow them will fall into the ditch, the pit of darkness. Okay, then what?
In Romans 8:11 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we see the end of the ways of God. The work ends by being manifested in our body.
In other words, the Lord does the work inside of us. He's living in us and working in us and doing all these things through our spirit, so our spirit grows up to the fullness. And the end result is that our bodies start manifesting the work of God, because we start doing the things of God with our bodies. So the end of God's work is seen in our bodies. After he finishes work within us, after we are listening to his small, still voice, after he's brought us up into the fullness of the stature of the Lord for our obedience to him. And if there's no obedience, for God's sake, don't ever expect to be built up or for anyone to see your body going through the motions or of the man to show the manifestation of God or to manifest God's work in you. Unless somebody's over you just forcing you to do the work of God. And if that they're forcing you to do it and you're doing it grudgingly, don't expect any reward. Because you're supposed to do it cheerfully, knowing that there is a kingdom of heaven and that it's the most beautiful vacation spot in the universe. And that place will be forever, where it never gets boring or dull, but it's always brilliant and beautiful and happy. And if you don't think that once you lose the vision of that, you'll perish, the Bible says.